everybody. I'm Dr. Deb, and welcome to another episode of PTSD and Beyond. Welcome to the PTSD and Beyond podcast, where we give you insights into post-traumatic stress, trauma recovery, healing, and beyond. I'm Dr. Deb Lind, and in each episode, I have a conversation with a guest who will stimulate your mind, touch your heart, and connect with your spirit, and also give you a greater understanding of yourself and others on this healing and recovery journey walked by so many of us before, wounded healers with lived experience and heroes. Hopefully, we'll also provide a glimpse into possibilities and purpose, hope, and inspiration. Thanks for listening and enjoy the podcast. One last thing, guys, before we dive into today's episode, if you'd like an ad-free experience and like early access to new episodes and special events, I want to let you know you can join us at patreon.com. That is patreon.com/PTSD and beyond. All right, let's do it. Hey, everybody, it's Dr. Deb here with PTSD and Beyond. Today is May 10th, and the topic is True Religion from the Daily Book of Positive Quotations by Linda Pacone. The quote is from Albert Einstein. Here's what Albert Einstein has to say. True religion is real living, living with all one's soul, with all one's goodness and righteousness. Here's what Linda has to say. We may or may not belong to an organized religion. We may or may not frequent a place of worship. But if we live our life as fully as we can in accordance with our deepest and most passionate beliefs, then we are truly religious. Here's the affirmation of the day. I live in a way that honors my religious beliefs. Religion is a sensitive topic for me, especially because of the, well, first of all, because of the people that are in our community that are survivors from religious abuse, as well as other things that were related to and directly tied to religion. Now, I'm not saying that a person can't have beliefs. I am a proponent of having some sort of belief in something. And how can we coexist with things that honor our religious beliefs? What I like about what's said here is that there aren't any underlying tones attached to something that is defined by, if you will, a particular group. What it really says here is, when we know what our passions are and what our beliefs are, the things that we truly hold dearly, then it honors ourselves and honors the religion within, the spirituality within. And there's goodness within that. There's goodness within that. I think where it becomes a bit murky is, I'm pausing here because it becomes murky when things are imposed as one way or the other. If you don't fall in a line in accordance with, or if you don't follow the rituals of, then there's something wrong with that. And that is a belief that I don't subscribe to. So religion. What are some things that you practice to honor your passionate and most dearest beliefs? What are some of those things? And how does that help you? How does that help you with whether it's processing or understanding, coming to terms with the healing of trauma? What I do like also about this message for today is that, again, I mentioned there aren't any undertones that are
predetermined by a specific following. It's really a deep inner sense of beliefs, things that you're passionate about. What do you guys think about this? Think it's something to explore, or is it something to table and say, maybe not for today? I think for myself, I lean more on the spiritual side. I lean more toward the energy side than the doctrine of prescribing to a particular group. And that resonates with me. That resonates with our group too. I think that helps us continue to maintain that level of safety, as well as the respect for others who have trauma from particular religious groups. All right, we're going to end it at that. Guys, this is Dr. Deb with PTSD and Beyond. Remember, thank you for being here. And we're better together. We're stronger together. And take what resonates and go beyond.